Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with me today. If you've been listening already, that makes you a highly intelligent individual. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. You're just in time to meet our new friend, Marianne Hudson. Marianne is Director of Entrepreneurship at the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation. And ladies and gentlemen, those of you who've been listening to my show for a long time, remember that you know that I've been talking about the Kauffman Foundation for a long time. I've been telling you about their research. We've had a number of their folks on the show before, including their president, Carl Schramm, has been with us, and Bob Lighten, and several others who have been on the show. Well, Marianne is the director of entrepreneurship at the Kauffman Foundation, which, as you, if you know anything about Kauffman, if you heard me talk about it, you know that entrepreneurship is what they do. It's what they're all about. And I'm glad to have Marianne here. Marianne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for... I just got to stop for a moment, Marianne, and talk about for a minute what Kauffman does for so many entrepreneurs out there. And I want to thank you for, and I just want to say thanks. And I don't think I've ever done this before, but Mr. Kauffman is not with us anymore, but I need to stop and thank him for the generosity that he had in bequeathing his estate to such a great activities to helping entrepreneurs, and what a great blessing Mr. Kauffman has been to so many.
We so agree, and it's such an honor to kind of continue his legacy. He just wanted more entrepreneurs to be able to, you know, grow their businesses like he did and make sure that we have a great economy in the United States.
Well, absolutely, and it's just amazing how his great wealth has been leveraged through the organization that you work with, and it's exciting to me to see the work that you're doing, the programs that you're offering, and the studies that you're doing. You're doing a lot of research that's very helpful for folks, including the research that you've done on angel investors, especially women angels.
Right. Yeah, it's been fun learning all about that.
Well, before we talk about women angels, maybe it'd be appropriate to introduce to those who don't know what an angel investor is, what an angel investor is of any gender.
Sure. An angel is a high net worth individual who invests their own money into generally startup businesses that have the potential to grow quite a bit. They own stock in the company, if you will. And they hope that they then make a return on their investment when the company sells, maybe goes IPO, but most of them are acquired by someone and grow in value. But the neat thing about angels, we hope, are that they are former entrepreneurs themselves or very skilled professionals or corporate people who know a lot about growing a business and can be great mentors and advisors.
Well, and they may actually have knowledge and expertise and contacts in the industry that they're investing in.
Exactly. They're most likely to invest in companies they know something about, and they can help, you know, find customers, help think through new strategies, find new partners, and just help, you know, entrepreneurs in a pretty lonely world.
Well, you know, when you think of venture capitalists, folks, and I don't want this to sound negative toward venture capitalists, but typically, Marianne, venture capitalists are rather agnostic about the companies they invest in. I mean, yeah, they have an interest in them, but they don't really fall in love at all with the companies that they invest in. They're pretty. They look at them with as a friend of mine used to say, with fish eyes. but angels are not like that, are they?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a wide variety of angels, but the really good ones are doing this because they love entrepreneurs. They want to be part of the process. They know they can add a lot of value. And part of it is really kind of giving back even to their communities because they see the growth of these companies as important to their community economy.
Right, and they do get excited about the businesses that they invest in. They do get passionate about it, and in some cases, not only do they know about the industry and have contacts, and not only do they invest their money, in some cases they actually get involved in the company, don't they?
That's right. So, and you know, the point is, you want to make sure that they're really enthusiastic about the companies. But one of the things that the Kauffman Foundation is trying to do with entrepreneurs, with angels, is to make sure that they have really all the investment skills that they can have. So they're falling in love with the companies, but not at the expense of their own pocketbooks. They're being really smart about the investments that they're making, and they're making sure they're the best possible resource intellectually and financially.
That's company. There are dangers in falling in love with things,
and there are.
You have to be careful about that. When we come back, I want Marianne to talk to us about another group of angels that they're just now being studied a little bit, and that's women angel investors. There's a whole thing out there going on that Marianne wants to tell you about, and that's coming up right after this break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Marianne Hudson. She's with the Kauffman Foundation.
Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Check out the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members and all the things that are there that'll help you in your small business, including some of the folks that we've had on the show, some of the interviews that we've done with a number of folks at the Kauffman Foundation, which is the organization that our guest this half hour, Marianne Hudson, is, where she's the director of entrepreneurship there. That's a big job, Marianne, being the director of entrepreneurship at the Kauffman Foundation.
Well, there are a few other directors of entrepreneurship as well, but it's a fun job.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about angel investors, and before we get into the women angel investors that you guys have been studying, you had a couple more things you wanted to tell us about angels in general.
Yeah, I wanted to give people kind of a sense of the importance of angels in the world. You know, it's really hard to tell how many they are and how much they invest, but there's pretty good guesses for us that they fund 90% of the outside equity for startup entrepreneurs.
Hmm.
Think about that for a second. And, you know, there might be something like 250,000 active angels across the United States.
And when you say active, do you mean people who have investments in businesses or people who they almost make it a profession to invest in businesses?
Yeah, people who have actually made an investment in a company.
Maybe they just did it one time.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they've made that investment in someone who's not a family member. So it's, you know, it's some level of professionalism. But there are estimates out there that, you know, angels last calendar year, may have invested in as many as 50,000 businesses.
Wow.
And when you look at, you know, compared to venture capitalists, who are very important investors and invest in companies that grow and really contribute to the economy. But last year, that was like 3,000 businesses.
Wow.
So think about that scale.
Hmm.
And that's just a point I wanted.
I think that's very important. 3,000 versus 50,000. Is that
right?
What you're saying? Yeah, that's you're exactly right. And
right.
And yet not a lot is known, if you think about it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Not really an awful lot is known about angels.
That's right. There's a
it's
lot
really,
of
it's really off the radar, isn't it?
It really is amazing that's true, but it seems to us that venture capitalists and angels in the total amount that they're investing are fairly equal.
Well, it's very interesting to hear you say that. Now, how would someone find an angel investor?
You know, the best way, it's a lot of hard work, but it's really about networking in your community so that you can then find the right person. Because angels don't really want to, you know, be approached by so many folks that are, you know, maybe not a fit. So
right.
You need to talk to other entrepreneurs that might have been funded by an angel or venture capitalist or something like that. Talk to a business counselor, a banker, an attorney who works in equity capital. Maybe a community leader who just knows everybody.
Is there a national clearinghouse for angels?
Well, there are clearinghouses and there are websites, but this is a people-to-people sport.
Right.
And, angels are most likely to invest in somebody who is recommended to them by somebody they are.
You're right. Trust. You're right.
So it really is about hard work and networking. Maybe someday there will be some better ways to do it. But one of the reasons the Kauffman Foundation got interested in angel groups, which are basically clubs of individuals who invest together, is that most of them have websites. They have a presence in the community where they're saying, hey, we're looking for great entrepreneurs to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think that's a good thing. It's easier for the entrepreneurs and the angels to find each other.
Let's talk about the ladies. What have you learned about women angels?
Well, of course,
the women I know say we're all angels.
That's true. we were really interested in figuring out how you can grow the pool of early stage equity capital for entrepreneurs. And, we had seen some statistics out there that no more than 8% of all angels are women, which was really interesting to us. Because if you read a lot of other things, women have something like half of the net worth of, of all Americans.
That's a little scary, but I think you're right. Yeah.
So it looks like there's an untapped pool there to bring more women in. So we thought, why don't we find out what's going on with women? Why did they become angels? And what are their recommendations to bring more women in as angels?
Well, another thing about women, and I don't know if your research showed this or not, but since more and more women are starting businesses and are owning businesses than ever before, and that's one of the fastest growing sectors in the marketplace, more and more women are being successful. More and more women are becoming wealthy in their own right, in their own name. And so, therefore, this has got to be the fastest growing sector of the investment industry.
We hope so. I think, but women do have a long way to come with growing their businesses. They are starting them faster and faster all the time, but they have not caught up with men in terms of growing their businesses. There's a long way to go.
No, you're right about that. But it's they are making a lot of progress. But what's unique about a woman angel that's different from a man?
Well, but let me make one point first. Women and men as angels are really very much the same. They have the same sophistication in their investment processes. They have the same reasons they want to be entrepreneurs. They want to be angels. They want to back entrepreneurs. They want to make a return on their money. And so we found more similarities than we found differences.
And when we come back after these messages, you're going to tell us where there are some differences.
I will do that.
You're looking for angel investor money, and you may be talking to a lady, you need to know this information. We'll be right back with our new friend, Marianne Hudson. She's Director of Entrepreneurship at the Kauffman Foundation. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 Till. Little Steely Dan for you there. One of my favorite bands. Marianne Hudson is our guest. She's Director of Entrepreneurship at the Kauffman Foundation. Marianne, give us that website, please.
The Kauffman Foundation's website is kauffman.org. But we do have two other websites that I think entrepreneurs would be interested in. First is our website for high-growth entrepreneurs. That's eventuring.com.
Eventuring.com?
Right. I-N-G. And since we've been talking about angels, our website is angelcapitaleducation.org.
All right. So we can go there and learn more about how to work with angels?
You can learn more. It's mostly designed for angels, but there is a page on there with information for entrepreneurs.
If I'm going to be talking to angels, I want to know what they know. I want to know what they're up to.
So there's some of that in there. And there's certainly some information for entrepreneurs on what their criteria is in general, how the process works. There's also a listing of angel groups that every angel group we know about with a website. on the site, and then you can link to their website, learn more about us. Don't contact us if you're looking for funding. You need to do that networking we were talking about in an earlier segment. But you can look at their websites and you know, see what their investment process is.
Go to Kauffman for education. That's how, what you go to Kauffman for. And for research, can we find this the research you did on women angels, too?
Right, it is there. It's on the Kauffman website.
On the Kauffman.org website.
Right.
Okay, and that's two F's, by the way, folks. All right, what else do we need to know about women angels?
The interesting things we found out about women are, first, they're really interested in coaching and mentoring and, you know, really having great supportive conversations with entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some men angels that have some reputations as being pretty rough on an entrepreneur. So, and, you know, you can't say that all men are this way and all women are this way.
Yeah, be careful about that, Marianne, because I might have some things to say about the ladies, too.
You might go after me that way. We also find that women are interested as angels in perhaps a different set of industries than men might be.
Right.
Because it's their own background and experience.
But don't be too presumptuous about that. I mean, don't presume
exactly.
You can't do that because I've had a lot of women on here who were construction, they own construction companies and paving companies and remediation companies. And so you can't be too presumptuous about that. One of the things, did you learn that women angels like to kind of band together and talk to each other about what they're doing?
I think we found that with all angels general. What we have found, though, is, you know, a couple of women have started all-women angel groups. They maybe found that it's an easier environment for the women angels to be in.
I'm getting at is I could see women wanting to talk among each other about what they were doing more than, say, men are.
I don't know that we found that.
Okay, I was thinking I saw that in your research somewhere. I was thinking I saw that somewhere. Maybe I didn't. But all right, what else is it that we need to, you know, I would think, and again, I'm not trying to necessarily point out any big differences here, but it would seem to me that if you're talking to a woman angel investor, that you need to be prepared to really kind of get into some of the details differently than you would with guys. I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is women they talk about things differently than guys, don't they?
That may be, but that wasn't part of our research.
Really?
It really wasn't. But if I go back to the point about, you know, what they're looking at in terms of industries and that kind of thing, since angels do tend to, you know, invest in things they know about, you'll find a lot more women who are open to investing in innovative consumer products, retail, but also then look at technology-based things, but look at it in a different way. They look at design a different way in engineering. They might see possibilities in, you know, a children's health or medical thing or a women's health thing than men might.
Another thing you guys found, I know you found out that women like to be mentors.
Yes, that is true. That's true. And a lot of them, you know, got a lot out of getting mentored from men and women in the corporate world and love that, and this is their chance to give back to entrepreneurs. Some of the women are interested in investing in other women entrepreneurs. Some of them are just investing in great entrepreneurs regardless of their gender.
And you can find out more about this at Kauffman.org, can't they?
They certainly can.
It's KauffmanOrg. Marianne, will you come back another day and provide us with some more information about this?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you very much for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Marianne Hudson, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kauffman Foundation. I've got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and next week I will be in Houston Monday and Tuesday, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. Looking forward to that, and I'll see you later. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.